The following program may contain views, ideas, and opinions that have been produced by the hosts and their guests and are not reflective of Quixie 98.3 or Sky Tower Communications. For questions, comments, and concerns, email us at news@wqxe.com.
Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson. Regional organizations play a significant role in local communities, often assisting and helping to speak for the residents they serve. That's why, in light of recent national and even regional events, United Way of Central Kentucky has created an equality survey. The survey is designed to help the organization to better understand the needs and struggles of those that they serve. And so to explain more about the survey and why it's important, I have on the phone with me this morning the President and CEO of United Way of Central Kentucky, Joe Fowler. Mr. Fowler, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thank you so much. So we were talking to you this morning because the United Way of Central Kentucky has recently come out with what is called an equality survey. And so we'll just jump right into it, get right into the subject matter. What exactly is the reason behind this survey? What prompted its creation?
Well, what brought this about was that there's a conversation that's been started all across our country concerning issues related to COVID, to Black Lives Matter, outcries for justice. And the conversation currently is only being held amongst a small amount of people. And we hear from people we serve on a regular basis their voice and wanting to be heard. So we thought the best way to do this is put a little survey out, try to give them an opportunity to talk, or at least get some talking started. And through our connections with government leaders, civic leaders, business leaders, we could get some of these results in front of them and hopefully get a conversation moving forward to possibly make some real changes.
So you mentioned, and it kind of leads into my next question, but why do you all feel that this is an important thing to do? You mentioned conversation and getting conversation started within the community. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? You know, how important is it for the whole community to be involved with it, not just, like you said, certain groups of people?
Well, I think that... So much of what is where we are today as a result of conversations that have taken place amongst very few people, mostly leaders of our country. And people have been trying to be heard for many years. There have been protests before. There have been people reach out in different ways. But I think we've finally gotten to the point that they realize they're not being heard, they're not being listened to, and that this is such a big thing. It affects all of our daily lives. I mean, everything we do every day, that unless everybody's voice is heard, I don't think we'll get to the answer. I think we'll get to the answer that serves the group that is making the decisions and not necessarily those that are directly affected every day.
So kind of following up with that, those that are affected every day, talking about the community, do you all feel that it's part of your duty as a community organization to kind of spearhead this?
Well, you know, United Way is all about advocacy, and advocacy includes helping those be heard who can't be heard. So it is part of the United Way mission to advocate for those who are trying to get their voice out and help them do that.
Moving on now to the survey itself, we'll talk about that, the equality survey. What exactly is it? Is it a long survey, a short one? What are some of the parameters about that?
Okay, the survey is very, very short, and it's designed to, it's just basically check the box things. There's no text. We're not looking for answers. We're looking to get people involved in a conversation and get a conversation in our community started. So this is really step one in seeing how many people truly want to be involved in this conversation. You know, we could do this survey and find out that, you know, it's blown out of proportion. I doubt that, but that is one possibility. The other is, oh, my gosh, you know, we have 1,000 people who have filled out the survey, and they want to talk. They want to be heard, and they need to be listened to. So that's the purpose.
So with that survey, what do you all intend, or what is the end goal with those results? Will they be compiled into, you know, data charts? Will contacts be made? What do you all plan on doing with those results?
Well, the results, we'll do several things with them. One, we'll share them back with the community. We also will attach those and send those in letters to our contacts in the government. civic organizations, some of our primary business leaders, certainly all of our board and some of the other nonprofit boards. We'll just take this data and say, look, this is what the community is telling us, that they have concerns, they have questions. Now, how do we as a group find a way to listen to them? There are no answers. We're not asking for answers here. We're asking for a way to identify, is there or is there not a need for maybe a community forum or town hall meetings or more direct contact with our government leaders, our civic leaders? What is it that people are looking for in order to have a conversation?
Where can the community members find this survey? Is it on the United Way website, the Facebook page? Where's the place they can find that?
Well, we've put it out just about everywhere. You can go to our website. It's on there. We've put it on an Instagram page. It's on our Facebook page. And we also sent it out to what we call Constant Contacts, and that's a list of everybody that's ever donated in the last couple of years to United Way. We've sent it individually to all 3,000 of them, and we'll continue to bring it up on the Facebook page every couple of days here over the next week, trying to get people to see it and respond. And they can respond either directly on the link if they have an iPhone or a computer, or if they don't, they can call into the office, and we'll take the questions and responses down here in the office.
That way nobody's left out of this this very important discussion for the community, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Because, you know, one of the things that we found through COVID is how disenfranchised some people are that don't have internet or don't have computers. And it would be wrong to send a survey out and forget about that group of people.
Another thing I had, and you kind of touched on it, about how long you all are going to be pushing that out through different platforms. How long is the survey, the time frame, I guess I should say, how long is it going to be available to the public?
Right now, I'd say probably through next Monday. That would be eight days. If there's a real demand, we may leave it up longer, but currently we're planning on leaving it up through Monday.
The other thing I had for you, these results, based on what you've said to me earlier, it doesn't sound like this is going to just benefit United Way, but it's going to benefit the whole community. Will it benefit other organizations that you all work with in the community?
Oh, absolutely. This isn't for, you know, United Way as a whole. You know, we represent a part of a giving community of other agencies just like us who are trying to serve those that are underprivileged or disenfranchised or need some type of community help. This really data is for all of them, just to help us do a better job and to make sure that we help them find the answers that they're searching for. But this helps all the giving community, all the charities.
Other thing I had for you, all the recent events that have been going on, and you mentioned them earlier on in this interview, but have they kind of opened your all's eyes to the situations that are going on right now out in the communities? Again, I know you briefly touched on that, but if you'd mind going over that again.
Our community is beyond that, and by getting to this conversation early, we can prevent that. We can keep it as talk between all parties involved and come to a reasonable conclusion.
Last thing I had for you, government officials locally, have you all been in contact as an organization with various governmental agencies around here, or is this survey just kind of the first stepping stone on that path?
Well, we are in contact, but not on these issues. This will be the first step. There have been a few people I've kind of let them know in advance that we were looking to doing these things, but they're no more informed than the general public.
United Way of Central Kentucky President Joe Fowler on the phone with me this morning. Sir, thank you so much for talking with me. I greatly appreciate it.
Okay, Zach, I appreciate it too. Thanks for letting us get the word out.
For a recap of today's forum or to listen to past forums, go to our website, WQXE.com, and click on the Media tab. For QuickSee 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.